Welcome to Daily Living with Father Chapin, where we consider God's Word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Yes, my friend, that is what we do. Sometimes the Bible can be a bit confusing, so we bust it down like a fraction. We're asking questions along the way. Questions like, what do these Gospels have to do with me? That's what I want to know. How can I take these Gospels and apply them into my daily living so that I can become a reflection of God's love to a world that don't know God for sure and definitely is in deep need of more love, don't you think? I mean, take a look around. There's a lot of bad news bears out there. How can I take the good news of Jesus Christ and apply it into my daily living so that I can become light in this present darkness? I want to be a tool in the hand of God, making present His kingdom. Not someday, but today and every day. And that is what this show is all about. And I'm so glad that you could join us today. What do you say before we get into our lesson? Let's breathe and quiet our minds. You know, we spend so much time running here and running there and doing that and doing this and caught up in the gerbil wheel of life. And how often do we ever just stop and say, what am I doing? Where am I going? My friends, the good news about the good news is that God wants to lead you through this life. And He does it many ways through what I call the quiet voice. And one very powerful way He does it is Scripture, because it's alive. It's not like a normal book. It will speak to you where it finds you. So my prayer for you today, my prayer for me, is that we open our minds really wide and hear the lesson. Because we're going to school. The question is, are you ready to be the student? We are hearing from the Gospel of Mark, its first chapter, verses 40 through 45. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged Him and said, if You wish, You can make me clean. Moved with pity, He stretched out His hand, touched Him, and said to Him, I do will it. Be made clean. And the leprosy left Him immediately, and He was made clean. Then, warning Him sternly, He dismissed Him at once. He said to Him, see that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to Him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Wow. And what a gospel it is. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin calling the kids. It's going to be good. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk all about this gospel and a few other things here as we consider God's Word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Hi, this is Father Chapin, host of Daily Living with Father Chapin. It is such a pleasure to be able to come into your home each and every week and share the good news, but it's a bit expensive. So I would ask you to consider grabbing a piece of paper and a pencil, and at the next break, I'm going to share with you some details how you can become a partner with Daily Living, and together, we can take the good news to a lost world. What do you say we get back to the show? Welcome back to Daily Living. Today, we have the Gospel of Us. And I'm sure you've heard the Gospels referred to as the good news, and that's true. But sometimes the good news can make us feel, well, not so good. Because honestly, Scripture often paints not such a rosy picture of humanity, as it highlights our fallen nature and our consequent need of a Savior. So rather than painting a rosy, comfortable relationship between man and God, often the word describes humanity as having enmity with God. Now, for all you little ones out there, that word enmity means that we are opposed and sometimes even hostile to the will of our Father. And people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. That makes them feel uncomfortable. I know, because I'm a people and it makes me feel uncomfortable. So basically, there's two reactions to this issue. Number one, you have one side that says, well, I'm not really religious, but I'm real spiritual, and have convinced themselves that they don't need religion, and they justify their position with the hypocrisy they see in the church, which, of course, we make easy to do. And then there's the other side that have embraced a prescribed order and say to themselves, I'm going to keep all these rules perfectly, and God's going to love me, I'm going to be blessed, and they justify that position with righteousness. And my friends, both of these positions have nothing to do with Jesus. Now, I say all of that to say this. Our gospel today serves as the tipping point between these two positions. The Lord and the leper. Again, the gospel of us. Because, hear me when I say, we are all spiritual lepers in need of a healing. Why? Because we all have a disease. And our disease is our sin nature. Smart people call this concupiscence, which means given the choice between good or bad, everything even, nobody looking, we tend to gravitate towards the bad. Like I said, this is our sin nature, our fallen nature, this is our disease, and we all have it. Now, speaking of disease, couple of things. First of all, disease is not from God. Disease is the effect of living in a fallen world of sin. Okay? One could say that disease is one of those things cooked up in hell. But God can, and often does, use that which has been cooked up in hell to draw us closer to Him. So He is not the author of our pain. We do a fine job of that ourselves, but He sure will use it. So getting back to this disease, it's called sin. Now, of course, sin kind of going out of favor these days, not a particularly popular subject. Don't hear a lot of people talking about sin. But it seems that we live in a world that is offended by just about everything but sin. This is our disease. We are spiritual lepers. And the thing about our sin is it's incredibly diverse, much like cancer. Of course, there's been a lot of research on cancer throughout the years. And the one thing that science has found out about cancer, that disease, it's incredibly diverse. I mean, there's all kinds of different types of cancer. And each cancer is unique to the individual that suffers it. So too with spiritual leprosy. Like I said, we all got it, but much like cancer, it is unique to each and every one of us. Which is why there is no such thing as a group healing. It needs to be healed one-on-one. But back to the two reactions to the good news. Number one, Jesus can't heal those who don't want it. And number two, Jesus can't heal those who don't think they need it. Now, the Catholic Church has seven sacraments. We have baptism, we have Eucharist, we have confirmation, we have marriage, we have holy orders, we have the sacrament of the sick, and then we have the sacrament of reconciliation, also known as confession. This is when you come see a priest and in a private conversation describe out loud the nature of your leprosy. And in doing so, you're doing two things. Number one, you are acknowledging your sin. And number two, you are speaking it out loud. It's that whole name it and claim it thing, right? Which is not new. This is a message that goes all the way back to the banks of the Jordan. A message first proclaimed by John the Baptist so long ago. A message picked up by Jesus and without changing even a little bit of it, carried all the way through the cross to you today. And that message is repent and believe in the gospel. Hear me when I say, name it and claim it is required for repentance. So that's confession. I have that every week. And every week, nobody comes. Which can mean only one of two things. Either Nitro, West Virginia is the holiest town on the face of the planet, or people are not aware of their leprosy. And since one can never address a disease that one is unwilling to acknowledge, well, then the disease continues to fester. What about you? Are you in need of a healing? Do you have a soul sickness deep inside of you? Something that's been festering and growing for some time? Maybe a broken heart? Are you in need of a physician today? Because if so, I know a man. Now, I imagine there's some of you out there today with arms folded saying, well, I don't know if I'd see, I don't know. I've been living with this leprosy for quite a while now, and to tell you the truth, I'm kind of comfortable with it. If that's you, I want you to really lean forward, because this one is for you. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin. You stick around. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk all about this amazing gospel here as we consider God's word and how we might be able to apply it into our daily living. Hi, this is Father Chapin, host of Daily Living. If you feel like you're being fed by this ministry, I would ask you to prayerfully consider a partnership with Daily Living and what we're trying to do here. A monthly gift of any amount that you feel comfortable with, and I will send you a monthly newsletter, and if you provide an email address, a script of the show prior to its broadcast. Just write a check to Daily Living, P.O. Box 339, Nitro, West Virginia, 25143. You can also go on the website at mydailyliving.com and give through PayPal, and together, we can shine the light of the good news in a whole lot of dark places. What do you say we get back to the show? Welcome back to Daily Living. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down, begged him and said, if you wish, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him and said, I do will it. Be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. And he was made clean. Then warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, see that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. So that's a lot, okay? So where to even begin? How about warning him sternly? He dismissed him at once. The Greek word used here for dismissed, it's a violent word. It's the same word that we see Jesus use when he casts out demons. This wasn't a have a nice day. I mean, he was casting him out. He was saying, hey, you get out of here. Which brings up another issue. It seems that there's a disagreement. It seems that there's, well, a kerfuffle, a sticky wicket among the smart people that study these things. Because some people read move with pity, but others say, no, no, move with anger. And that's a big difference. I mean, was he moved with pity or was he moved with anger? Because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would tend to lean to the former with pity because our Lord is full of mercy. But there's a lot of scriptural evidence that would support the latter. Starting with the fact that this guy, this leper, walking up on Jesus saying, if you wish, you can make me clean. He's not even supposed to be there. He's breaking every Levitical law in Judaism. Mosaic law would have required that that guy would be standing at least 200 yards downwind, ringing a bell, calling out unclean, unclean, as anybody approached. Now, understand, I'm not blaming the guy. I mean, he was desperate. I understand. I've been there. He was knocking on the last door at the last house on the last street. He had obviously heard that there was a miracle man in town, and he was looking for healing. But not just a healing, he was looking for restoration. Restoration to his family, restoration to his friends, restoration to his synagogue, restoration to the life that he once had, which oddly could be what might have made Jesus angry. Because understand, Jesus didn't come to heal you. He came to save you. Jesus didn't come here to restore you to the life that you once had. He came to renew you to a life that you've never had. So this idea that Jesus is our good luck charm in the sky that we run to in times of trouble as we cry out, oh, heal me of that, or save me from this, or help me with that. And when he does, we say, okay, I'm good. See you. Catch up with you when I have my next problem. We're completely missing the point of why Jesus came in the first place. So I don't know. Maybe that irritated. I don't know. I mean, we're just talking. But also, watch this, because this is very interesting. As soon as Jesus touches this leper, he is making himself unclean. And in doing so, in a very real sense, he is trading places with the leper. In fact, that's what the cross is. We see this play out at the end of our gospel. The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, which, by the way, coincidentally, deserted places is where lepers stay. The point I'm trying to make is this. Jesus can cleanse you of your sin, for sure. He can do that. But that doesn't mean it goes away completely. It doesn't just disappear. It goes somewhere. And the reality is that Jesus becomes infected with your sin. That's what the cross is all about. He dies for your disease. He hung on the cross for your spiritual leprosy. That sin never totally goes away. What's done is done, but it never disappears because the cross does not eliminate sin. The cross does not deflect sin. The cross absorbs sin. So, as a sinner, which you are, you got two choices. Number one, you can allow your sin to remain in you as it rots your spiritual life away, or you can let Jesus take it from you. That's it, one of the two. Like I said, that's what the cross is all about. The wages of your spiritual leprosy is death, period. But that wage has been paid on Calvary. Then warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said, see that you tell no one anything, but show yourself to the priest and offer for your healing what Moses prescribes. That will be proof for them. In other words, don't tell anybody. So here we have Jesus. He has just worked the most tremendous miracle ever, changed this man's life forever. And he's asking him to do two things. Number one, don't tell anybody. And number two, go show yourself to the priests, which, you know, the law prescribes, and let them declare you clean. Does he do it? No, of course not. He doesn't do it at all. No, he runs out and tells everybody. And what happens? Well, Jesus becomes the Barnum and Bailey circus of healing. Now, can you kind of see how this would be upsetting? Remember last week after Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law? Do you remember how the whole town had lined up the door? They're all looking for a healing. Remember the next day, Jesus got up super early, before dawn, and he left. Where did he go? Deserted places. Why? To pray. And Peter and the boys, they caught up with him and said, everybody's looking for you. Remember that? Why do you think Peter was looking for him? What do you think Peter wanted to do? My guess is that Peter wanted to set up a healing line. You know, come one, come all. But what does Jesus say? Let us go to the nearby villages so that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come. Wow. For this purpose I have come. Again, Jesus did not come here to heal you. He came here to save you. And in case you're wondering from what, yourself. That's his purpose. That's why he came. And now that's all over. Now it's the healing show. He remained outside in the deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. Why? Why were the people coming to him? Were they coming to him because they wanted to repent because the kingdom of God is at hand? No. Were they coming to him because they wanted to hear a really good sermon, maybe pick up a couple of pointers? No. They were coming for a healing. Period. What is our lesson? How can we apply this into our daily living? Well, number one, we are the leper, period, every one of us. And remember the two groups, starting with the righteous ones, you know, the ones that are good enough, the ones that go to church every Sunday, hear a good sermon, and go back to their lives, and nothing really changes. Why? Well, because, well, they're good enough, right? Repent and believe in the gospel. The Greek word for repent is metanoia. It is a change in direction. The greatest response you can give the gospel is change. If you're the exact same person you were just two or three years ago, you ain't changing, you ain't responding to the gospel. Our gospel today is the man in the middle. Our gospel today is the gospel of us. The leper wants to be healed because he's in pain. What about you? What about me? Are you in pain today? Do you need a physician? May I invite you to consider the divine healer. Let Jesus touch you and take on your spiritual leprosy. Let him use your suffering to draw you closer to him. Remember now, he's not interested in sending you back to your old life. No, 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 that's not why he came. He came to renew your mind. He came to soften your heart. He came to save your eternal soul, which goes way beyond healing your present pain. Repent and believe and the gospel. Now, if you're Catholic, that means go to confession. But if you're not, may I suggest you go find somebody that you love, somebody that you trust, and have a private conversation. And speak to them out loud as you acknowledge the exact nature of your spiritual leprosy. Name it and claim it. Don't gotta go into all the details, just get it out. And then humbly ask Jesus to take it from you. And then, and this is the most important thing, don't go back to your old life as it's always been. Make the change. Imagine for a moment, you are diagnosed with cancer. And it was bad, it's very scary. But you found a doctor that was really smart and knew exactly what to do. So they operated on you And they got it all. They got it all. Did not attach itself to anything else. You don't need any kind of treatment or you're healed. You're done. It's a miracle. But the next day, as you're released from the hospital, the very first thing you do is run across the street and get run over by a bus. Okay? Can you see that, how that kind of defeats the purpose? I guess what I'm trying to say is, in the end, something's going to get you. Because life itself is a terminal disease, which is why Jesus did not come down to heal you. He came down to save you and to bring you home. My friends, we are all spiritual lepers in need of cleansing. Let us ask Jesus today to take our spiritual leprosy. And then let us be willing to make a change and follow him. And we'll make mistakes along the way. The biggest difference between a saint and a sinner is a saint gets back up and keeps on trying. Jesus is reaching out for you today. He will take your spiritual leprosy. He will guide you through the chaos of this life. And he will bring you his peace. It's a peace which goes beyond all human understanding. And then, in the fullness of time, he will bring you to eternal life as he brings you home. You know, every day in this country, somebody does something nice for somebody else. Today, why don't you let that somebody be you? Because the best vitamin for a Christian is B1. This is Daily Living. I'm Father Chapin. And remember, if you're looking for a new life, God accepts trade-ins. Hope you can come back next week and we'll do it again. Until then, I hope you let God live in your life. And I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.